This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. The Super Bowl is over! And people are saying, Kevin, why didn't you discuss the Super Bowl? I didn't watch it. I told everybody, look, why would I watch the Super Bowl? Why would I watch football when I haven't watched it the entire season? And then I become a turncoat. Oh, that's right. I'm getting after some of you. And decide to watch it now. Why would I do that? I banned the football from my life until NFL returns to being a meritocracy and gets rid of the nonsense that I've seen from Roger Goodell and the players. I have zero interest in football. And I'll tell you something. I didn't miss it not one second. I knew the game was on. People like, Kevin, you're going to watch the game? I was like, what? I watched it. You know the movie It? I watched the movie It. Yeah, a scary movie. Didn't even think about watching the Super Bowl. I didn't see a commercial. I didn't see anything. And I'm glad I didn't. And I heard it was a barn burner, 41 to 30 something, right? 41-33? Was that it? 41-33, that's right? And the Eagles won. Which, by the way, as a Cowboys fan, why would I care if the Eagles won? I'm happy. I have friends that played on the Eagles. Two buddies I went to college with. Russell Carter was one of them. Both of them were defensive backs. One played safety, one played cornerback. They played for the Eagles. Obviously, they never won a Super Bowl. First time they won it, I'm happy. I got friends from Philly. Yay, way to go, Philadelphia. My oldest son, a graduate of Wharton. Way to go, Philadelphia. But other than that, I don't care. Couldn't care less. And then they destroy the city. It's an armpit city to begin with. When leftists win, what do? They go destroy stuff. It's like with the election of Barack Obama. They win, we lose. The city wins, the championship wins, they win the Super Bowl, and the city has to suffer. People turn over cars and all kinds of nonsense. And by the way, not limited to Philly. Anywhere that happens, anywhere there's a big win in a city, you know it isn't going to be, hey, everybody's celebrating it, it's a safe night out. All kinds of craziness breaks loose. I would be curious. The only thing that I'm going to guess and say the murder rate didn't go up because at least they were happy. They were just burning cars and stuff. But who knows? People get crazy. When somebody wins the rodeo, you know, and out in the country in a rural area, let's go turn over some cars. Cowboys don't go turn over. They don't go cow tipping and burning. Well, they do. We do barbecue. We barbecue in the country. I ain't going to lie. So we do set some things on fire. But at least you can eat them. 41-33. Odds on favorite Tom Brady. I don't know what the line was. I'll be honest with you. I cheered for Brady. I told you guys, I hope Brady wins every Super Bowl till he retires. And I hope he doesn't retire till he's 60. I hope he wins every one to the point where they don't even want to play the game. Super Bowl. They halted the 2017 champion Patriots from claiming a sixth Super Bowl to match the Pittsburgh Steelers for the most wins ever. But what about the ratings? Did y'all check to see the ratings? I always check to see the football ratings because I secretly want the NFL to fail. I don't secretly want them to fail. I want them to fail. I want to see salaries cut to where these people are asking for a livable wage. I want the league minimum to go down to, you know, like $50,000 a year. Right now it's like $500,000. It's almost $500,000 a year. I want contracts to be, if you get a seven-figure contract, you are a major player. That's what I want to see happen. Dipping by a slight 3% from the earliest numbers of last year's Patriot 34-28 comeback over the Atlanta Falcons, the Eagles winning the big game is looking to be the sixth highest rated Super Bowl ever. with more streaming options than ever available to viewers this year. Last night's game, that I'm reading this article, is up 3%, I'm sorry, 9% in metered market results from when the Patriots and the Eagles last clashed in Super Bowl 2005. I didn't even know the Eagles had made it. Anyway, however, Sunday's Super Bowl also saw a decline of 5% in metered markets from the last time. NBC had a big game back on February 1st, 2015, when the Patriots faced off against the then-champ Seattle Seahawks. Overall, last night's game peaked in the high-stakes fourth quarter, and they give you the numbers. But all in all, here's the deal. Lowest-rated Super Bowl since Super Bowl in 2010, when the New Orleans Saints crushed the Indianapolis Colts. Lowest-rated Super Bowl since 2010. 8 years later, post-Obama, lowest ever. The lowest in that time frame. And I can't tell you, I'm excited for this. Because, you know, many people that boycotted the regular season watch the Super Bowl, but it's still ranked lower. What do you think is going to happen in the season? You guys think it's going to end up being a good deal? I think, here's what I really like. The name Kaepernick has hardly been mentioned in 2018. Hardly at all. Kaepernick watched this game from his home as a non-NFL player. In the year 2019, the 2019 season, Kaepernick will not play football yet again. Or I don't know if it'll be the 2018 season with the Super Bowl of 2019. I don't know how they do it. But whatever they do it, Kaepernick's not going to put it on a football uniform. He's now a new role in his life as a social justice warrior. And you know what? Because you haven't heard his name very much, I suspect he's not getting nearly the play that he was in the past. I'm curious, you know, I know they were boycotted. Somebody tried to stop the train in Minneapolis from going to seeing the Super Bowl, the Black Lives Matter. There weren't enough people there to shake a stick at. But you haven't heard much from D-Ray McKesson, have you? You haven't heard much from Sean King and Black Lives Matter. And Black Lives Matter's mad at the NFL because a dude took a knee for Black Lives Matter. That shows you how convoluted their causes are. But you haven't heard much from any of those guys. D-Ray's on some new thing about getting not declaring certain things a felony. Like, you steal over $250. Why is that a felony? Because you didn't earn it. What's the magic number, D-Ray? Sean King, both of those guys, by the way, are now making money outside of Black Lives Matter. So they don't seem to care as much anymore. And neither does the public. And Kaepernick's the same way. And oh, by the way, so is the NFL. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. KJRadio.com. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? It's old dumb Kevin Jackson. Why do I say that? Because Jimmy Kimmel says you can't be a successful talk show host. I don't know whether he's talking TV, radio, whatever, if you're a conservative. Oh, my God. Can you believe this dude? And he said, look, he didn't say it like he's doing an interview, like, you can't have a successful talk show. He said it at a forum. In front of a bunch of other people. I don't know if Jimmy Kimmel's gotten the memo, but the most successful talk shows are conservative. I don't know what Jimmy makes, but I think Rush Limbaugh makes more. Sean Hannity makes more. Look, I will put it this way. I feel like my show competes with any of the others. I may not have put a lot of effort into monetizing it. Shame on me for that. But if Jimmy Kimmel wants to go toe-to-toe with KJ, let him know. Let him know. We're happy to... I will bring Jimmy Kimmel on. I said this on TV the other day. I was on Fox talking about this very subject. I said, if I go on Jimmy Kimmel's show, it will end him. People will look at Jimmy Kimmel and go, you're... Number one, you're not funny. You're not clever. You're wrong on all the issues. That dude... I don't know who that dude was, but he sliced and diced you. Because, see, I wouldn't be doing Kevin Jackson said about Jimmy Kimmel. And Kevin Jackson, I would just say, well, Jimmy, let me just ask you this question, man. You're all crying. You're crying and holding up your baby boy, talking about this, that, and the other, man. Are you on Obamacare? You're not on Obamacare. Why are you helping other people? Do you have any idea of what Obamacare is going to do? Who has it actually helped hurt in your family? Give me an example, because you held up your own son. If I wasn't rich, I would not have Obamacare. The operative words there, Jimmy, were if you were not rich. You are rich. You're rich. And the funny thing, when I was looking at what Jimmy had said, I said, well, he obviously must have just this amazing education. You know, Jimmy must be a graduate of Harvard. Then he went on to get his master's at Wharton and his PhD from Princeton, right? Couldn't find jack on Jimmy Kimmel as far as education. Probably the high school C student who was the class clown. By the way, got his start from, what's the guy? Newton Bueller. Bueller. That guy? Yeah, I forget his name. Ben Stein. Thank you. Ben Stein got his start from a conservative Ben Stein. Used to represent himself as a conservative. I thought he was a conservative. And suddenly, this guy's gone off the rails. Now, look, I'm not going to tell ABC what to do with Jimmy Kimmel. Apparently, somebody else already has. Because I think Jimmy, to get that job, was on the casting couch, and ABC called over Harvey and said, I got one for you, Harvey. Or Kevin Spacey, maybe. I got one for you, kid. I'll be right over, right after I finish House of Cards. I don't know how this guy got hired. Clever in some ways. Funny guy in some ways. But is he the cleverest, funniest guy on the planet? The answer is no. Jimmy Kimmel doing stand-up. Did anybody know of Jimmy Kimmel when he was a stand-up? Not me. So he caught a break. Good for him. I don't begrudge him. That's what conservatism is all about. Good for you, Jimmy Kimmel. But what is your issue with Donald Trump? What is his issue? It's amazing to me. Most of us, look, I don't watch late night TV because most of these guys are hacks. They are partisan, left-leaning hacks who live in a world where they know nothing about what's going on in the real world. Jimmy Kimmel is so distorted, he's paid mega millions of dollars to do a job that, quite frankly, is pretty easy to do. Well, so tell me about your next project. Yes, I'm making this film. Is it hot? Are you hot in it? What do you do? Who's in it with you? You having fun? I mean, look, I'm not going to downplay it because I get it. I got friends in the industry. And people get up there and they go, Kevin, this is so easy. A lot of it is made to look easy because you're good at what you do. And I don't have a beef with Jimmy Kimmel per se. I think he does his job adequately. Is he the guy that's so riveting? Like Johnny Carson, when I was a kid, I couldn't wait for evening time to watch Johnny Carson. If I got to stay up to watch Carson, man, it was a treat. And Carson taught me about humor. He taught me nuances of humor that Jimmy Kimmel couldn't even, man, don't even throw Johnny Carson's jockstrap his way because he couldn't carry the weight of it. I wanted to see Carson. And there were guys before him, Dick Cavett and others, that set the format that these guys now enjoy, and they weren't partisan hacks. They were equal opportunity comedians, and they were funny. Jimmy Kimmel and most of these guys on late night TV, Trevor Noah and Seth, what's his name? I don't even know their names, quite honestly, most of them. These guys, if it weren't for a laugh track, nobody would be laughing at their shtick. It's not funny. Because you know where it comes from. And like as I was saying a second ago, distorted beyond belief, man. It's amazing to me how distorted these clowns are. They watch Donald Trump be masterful as president. And because the crowd that they've cultivated, a bunch of clapping seals that laugh when they see a light up, laugh. That's the way they are. The people that these guys are catering to no longer will tolerate anything positive about Trump. So they play to it. You know what's ironic? I bet you there are many more Trump supporters in that audience. Talked about the lady in Hollywood cleaning Trump's star. Nobody bothered her. She was cleaning Trump's star. I bet there were people all around going, good for her, good for her. I think they had smashed it before, if I'm not mistaken. Jimmy Kimmel. This clown wouldn't dare have somebody on his show who wasn't promoting something, because he would actually have to think. And I would tell Jimmy Kimmel, hey, stick to comedy, but there isn't any. There's so little comedy. I'm not kidding you guys. Look, it's not stand-up, but it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a fun show. It's supposed to want to invite you to come. I'll ask most of the, I'll ask the audience. I'm not going to ask most of you. Do you feel invited to go see Jimmy Kimmel's show? I don't feel invited. Schumer, when's the last time you heard something from that fat girl? Oh, yeah, I said it because I want a fat shamer. When you heard something from her, people walked out of her show. You know what these people have to do now? They have to say, if my show offends you, if you don't like it, you get no refund. Because, first of all, why would you even go, right? Why would you go to see Amy Schumer? Why would you go to see Jimmy Kimmel? I wouldn't. You could tell me Jimmy Kimmel's giving away free tickets, and I wouldn't go to see this clown. And like I said, I dare him to debate any conservative. Any conservative of the age of nine on any issue that he chooses, he would be so embarrassed. There are my, I'm going to tell you, I have friends with kids that would make this guy look like a clown that he is. I don't know if you guys know this. He built his career on a gag where he would say, oh, we ran out of time for Matt Damon. And that became sort of the running gag. Is he good at gags? Yes. You know, he's probably as good as Letterman with that. Do you take Letterman seriously? When did these guys start to take their opinions about politics seriously? It's the same thing I say to De Niro and Susan Sarandon and many of these other folks. You are actors and actresses. I don't give a crap what you think. What makes you think that your opinion's any better than ours? In fact, I will tell you, as I said earlier, Jimmy Kimmel can't fill a thimble. That's an interesting play on words. With what I know in politics versus what he knows. And he wants to call guys like me dumb. Bring it, Jimmy. Come on my show. Or invite me to yours. It works either way.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. I'd like to talk about poverty, if we could, for just a bit. And, you know, I told you guys, pardon me, a while back, I wanted to go to these theme shows because I think that theming the show gives you it gives it more balance in terms of what we're finding in the political nature of things. And so, you know, the Bible says there will be wars and rumors of wars, and we think about wars, and we think, you know, guys shooting at each other, atomic bombs and things like that, but there are many other wars that are being waged against you all the time. Right now, there's a war being waged in America. It's a silent war. It was a silent coup attempted Donald Trump. A silent coup. A war. Conservative versus leftist. Call them whatever you want. Righteousness versus evil. That's what it was really about. It's a war. The war that an organization that we're supposed to trust because they work for us and they're supposed to be bipartisan, nonpartisan, in fact, called the FBI, and they thwarted to go to war with you, the citizen, who duly, freely elected a president of the United States against all odds, and you're at war. We are the ones who are we're the poor people. And the rich people are the people that are in charge. The Hillary Clintons, the Barack Obamas, the James Comeys, all these guys. They deal in numbers you and I don't even understand. These guys give each other $10, $20, $50, $100,000. They go to $35,000 a person dinners in order to get each other elected. And that's life-changing money for many of us. It's just crazy how this works out. Jean-Paul Sartre said, when rich people fight wars with one another, poor people are the ones to die. When he made that comment, people thought, that's so true. You know, it's not my kid's the one that had to go fight in Vietnam or whatever else is what old people say. My kid fought in World War. I fought in World War II for some rich man to stay back here and all that. The war is being fought right now. And the poor people are the ones dying. Hillary Clinton didn't die in this war she's been fighting. Haitians died. People that trusted Hillary Clinton in her dream. Barack Obama didn't lose a war. He became filthy rich in it. But you know who suffered? Black folks suffered mightily under him. Poor people that trusted him, that wanted to believe in the American dream, that he was going to bring it back. He brought nothing back. Barack Obama brought oppression. Oppression to poor people. Forget ideological battles here. We're talking about a president who said to more than half the people in this country, I don't give a crap what you think. You're going to get Obamacare. You're going to get guns running to Mexico. I'm going to kill the veterans at the VA. I'm going to persecute conservative groups who would dare want to get a 501c4 or c3 standing I'm going to kill State Department people, and you know what? You're not going to do anything. You have no say in what I do. If I want to ship $400 million to Iran and add another $1.3 billion on top of that and give you an excuse for it, you will take it. Who do you think suffers when, as Barack Obama has allowed the spread of terror around the country, encouraged it around the world? He's encouraged it. Who suffers? Hillary Clinton, she's suffering. She's cutting deals with Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, all these major countries who are cutting deals with corporations, and she's getting benefit. She's putting our national security at risk, giving control of uranium to our mortal enemy and accusing the other guy of doing it. When rich people fight wars with one another, poor people are the ones to die. You know, we think about rich and poor. We get these dividing lines. And it's funny to me. The government will tell you this. They say things like, if you make over $70,000 a year, you're no more happy. That's the magic number. You think any of them would be happy with that number? The answer is no. What they're telling you is, you can have no more joy in being a millionaire or a billionaire than you can have at $70,000 a year. So what they're saying in effect, folks, is don't measure yourself by the amount of money you make. Well, isn't that something you would say to yourself? Let me ask you this. I'll ask the question a different way. Do you believe that if somebody has more money than you, that they are a better human being than you? I would venture to say every single one of us said no. In fact, you know many people that have more money than you that you go, that's a fool right there. He's got the money because he got it from his parents, or it's, you know, illicit, or maybe he got it, you know, through some luck of the draw or however it occurred, but you still look at him and go, I wouldn't trade for his life or her life. Would you want to be Hillary Clinton? She's got over $100 million in the bank. I ask you, ladies listening to this program, would you want to be Hillary Clinton? Okay, guys, you ready? Would you want to be Bill? I don't think so. Money is not the measure of us, right? It's not supposed to be. There's a saying, poor is the man who does not know his own intrinsic worth and tends to measure everything by relative value. A man of financial wealth who values himself by his financial net worth is poorer than a poor man who values himself by his intrinsic self-worth. So in other words, poverty does not make you a man or not. It doesn't mean you are a failure as a man because you may happen to, you know, not make as much money as your buddy. Isn't that a good thing to teach? So if that's the case, why do we spend so much time worrying about the poor? Worrying about how much money they have? Why doesn't the government focus on building the self-worth within the poor so they can say, you know what, I may not have as much money as somebody, but I'm having an amazing life. Why is it they seem fixated on evening out the money? Is it just because, oh, you know what, this will be more fair? And you know what's funny about this? Everybody who talks about evening out the money is filthy rich. Are they really looking to even out the money? Do you believe Hillary Clinton really wants to say, I'm going to even this money out? Because when she said to America, to the world, when Bill and I left the White House, we were broke. They aren't anymore. So she evened it out, and now they've gone from being worth, I don't know, $500,000, $250,000, $1 million, to hundreds of millions of dollars. So she fixed it. Did she fix it for everybody else? Barack Obama wasn't worth more than $5 million when he entered the White House. He's worth probably close to $100 million now. He gets $400,000 a speech. I don't know where they're asking him to speak anymore. Haven't seen very much of that. Interesting point that it seems like it may be drying up. But his book deal was supposedly the largest book deal in history. I'm sure there are people out there that still love the man. His benefactors. I don't really know. But I'll tell you this, he got pretty doggone rich, but I don't think that girl who says she's going to get all her bills paid, I don't think she's doing as well. I'm just curious. See, there's something about poverty. I tell this to people all the time, that had it not been for me being poor, I wouldn't be the same guy growing up poor and seeing it and understanding it. I wouldn't be the same person. I would see very, very wealthy people come visit the ranch where my grandparents worked as caretakers for a very wealthy family, and I didn't begrudge them. I just looked at them and I learned. I looked at their habits. I looked at what they did. I looked at their kids. And I thought to myself, that's a lucky kiddo right there who really doesn't understand how lucky he is or she is. That's what I would say. I didn't begrudge him. No, I didn't feel like, oh, man, if I was in their place, I would just go, you know, they don't really get it. They got lots of opportunities here to do things that most kids don't get. But you know what? I could see it. I could see that they lacked that drive or whatever it was that was instilled in me because of that poverty, because of that hungry belly every now and then. You know what I mean? It's a metaphorical hungry belly because I never missed any meals with my grandparents. But that hunger for more. Seeing somebody flying on a private jet and going, whoa, people do that? And yeah, I'd never been on an airplane until I got to go with a very wealthy family overseas. Maybe that's not the case. I probably flew Southwest somewhere. But I didn't fly overseas until a wealthy family, this family took me with them. You know, so you got to see how things worked and you were like, wow, this is interesting. This is different. But it always cracks me up that the left, they put these dividing lines between rich and poor, and they make one's good and one's bad. Is it really? Is poverty really that bad? Because I don't think it was. It instilled in something in me that I can almost guarantee you most of my friends who had money didn't get. And I don't understand why the left is not made to pay for that. Because they always tell us, you know, that's don't measure yourself by your money, but that's what they always tend to do. Just my thoughts.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding, Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I wanted to talk about poverty because a story came out, and it was about universal basic income. They call it UBI. And this is a concept that's been talked about and tried overseas for quite some time. You just get standard money for being alive. Certain amount of dollars. And in the United States, there's the mayor of Stockton, California wants to implement UBI, and he's giving low-income residents $500 a month, no questions asked. You get $500 that just come out of nowhere. So needless to say, this money's coming from hardworking, tax-paying Americans who may or may not be doing well, but they're $500 for every person that's getting $500, somebody's got to give it. Some give more, some give less, but the people that are out there hustling, doing it every day, are the ones that are getting it. I just want to put it a different way. If you were getting $500 extra a month that were tax-free, that you didn't have to do anything for, what might you do? Might you start a business? Might you invest it? Whatever. I don't know what you would do, but here's what I do know. You're not getting it. You're paying it. And somebody who is not going to do most of what I just described, anything close, is going to get it, be completely unappreciative of it, and think, next year, why can't they give me more? Unbelievable that we live in a time where people want to take money from productive people, give it to somebody for no reason other than, well, they seem like they need it. Now, the interesting backdrop of this is it's $500 a month. So for the sake of discussion, it's what, $17 a day, $18 a day. When you consider that the world lives on half the world lives on $5 a day, half the people in the world, $5 a day, on top of you providing housing, you providing a SNAP card, that's welfare, you providing daycare, child care, all kinds of government subsidies to the poor. On top of that, which is rumored, and this number varies all the time, that a family of four in certain states can get the equivalent of $61,000 a year in welfare when you look at subsidized housing, subsidized daycare, subsidized food, subsidized medical, schooling, and so on. And somebody wants to add $6,000 more to that. No questions asked. Mayor Michael Tubbs calls his city ground zero for issues like wage stagnation, rising housing prices, and loss of middle-class jobs that affect the nation. Now, I want you to think about this. This black mayor, Michael Tubbs, is talking about all the things that Barack Obama was unable to accomplish, and he wants to put that now on the back of people who believe in Trump and what President Trump has been able to accomplish. Wage stagnation. Did we report on this? Trump, in the first time in, I think it's a decade, wages have finally significantly begun to rise. First time in a decade. Didn't happen under Barack Obama. Minuscule. So there's wage stagnation. Rising housing prices. I got to hand it to him. Donald Trump has done that. He's increased the value of people's homes. Tubbs laments the loss of the middle class jobs again. Who's bringing those jobs back? Donald Trump. Why is it impacting California? Why isn't Tubbs mad at Jerry Brown? Why isn't he mad at Jerry Brown for putting in a tax system that is chasing corporations out of California? Why not? I talked about this subject on Fox News, and I said this. I said, if I'm not mistaken, and I remember we did this story a while back, Stockton, California was one of the cities, I'll get it out, one of the cities in California who was on the verge of bankruptcy. I don't think Compton was, but it could be Compton too. But I'm pretty positive Stockton was one. Where is this money coming from? Play the end game, the end sum game here. You got X number of people in Stockton, California to fall under welfare. I don't know how many, but it's getting bigger. And you got X number of people working. You got very few prospects of people coming in to add businesses to Stockton, California for the very reason I said earlier, Jerry Brown's taxes, crazy regulations, so on and so forth. How long does this last? You can give temporary respite to some of these people, but how long does it last? And what happens to them? Are they going to extricate themselves from poverty and go into things that are productive? If you said to me, Kevin, we're going to do this program, and we believe that in 5 years we're going to have an entrepreneur that's going to bring 2,000 jobs back to Compton. Okay. There's a return on investment. When it comes to leftism, there is no return on investment. Oh, here it is. They went bankrupt in 2012. We want to diversify from agriculture. Thank you for that note. Bankrupt in 2012. I knew Stockton had an issue. Couldn't remember what it was. So, and I remember them being one of the largest cities that had filed bankruptcy in a long time. So who bailed them out? I'm talking to him. He goes on to say this. I feel that as mayor, it's my responsibility to do all that I can to begin figuring out what's the best way to make sure that our folks in the community have a real economic floor. So that $500 on top of all the other services that they get is the economic floor. Now, let me tell you what he believes. Tubbs believes that because that money comes right back into the community in form of grocery stores, bodegas, whatever, gasoline, electricity, things, it's circulating back, and that's helping people because they're going to tax the crap out of the corporations to get the money back. He believes that's the cycle. It's just, these people are weird. Dorian Warren serves as a co-chairman of the Economic Security Project. They're contributing $1 million to the initiative. He says the goal is to gather data on economic and social impacts of giving people a basic income. As I've said to you guys, it's been tried before. It doesn't work. There's no pride of ownership in getting $500. In fact, I've told this story a few times. And I don't remember what the context was, but I remember somebody said everybody would get, it was mostly black audience, they said everybody would get $1,000. And the first question was, why just $1,000? And it was yelled out quick, and then people were like, yeah. And I remember thinking to myself, I forget the context of it. You know, it was something I saw or read. And I remember thinking to myself, you could give people $1,000 free dollars. It would be like showing up to Oprah, and she says, look under your chairs, and everybody pulls out, and she says, what is in there? And they go, it's $1,000. And everybody yells out, is that all? You would go, what do you mean? It's newfound money. It's not even your. It's nothing for you to even, you know, you have to do anything for it. Complaining. Anyway, they said this. In addition to tracking what residents do with the money, Warren says we will be monitoring how a basic income affects things like self-esteem and identity. Now, I cannot tell you how wrong. How about I save them some time and energy? Here, Kevin, here's $500 a month. Go do what you want with it. So I go get the money, and then I wait. It's 2 days before I need it again, right? And I'm like, oh, when's the money, man, coming? And you come back, and you give me that $500. You give me that $500, and it gets quicker and quicker. I spend it. First I get it. I'm like, wow, thank you. Wow, this is unexpected. The next month I go, around the 29th, I know, so this is going to be every month. Yeah, okay, so around the end of the month, I'm like, okay. So a day or two, I'm already anticipating it. Believe me when I tell you, I'll start to spend it quicker and quicker. I will wait earlier in the month for when am I going to get that $500. And then I become resentful. Why is it I got to wait so long? Man, I forget that I'm the one spending it quicker and that it's a free ride. It becomes your obligation to me to get me this money. And God forbid if you're a day late, right? This guy wants to monitor self-esteem and identity. There is none. It isn't earned. It isn't something that I got to put my hands on and go, I made this. I mean, give some incentive to say, start a business. We're going to give you $500 a month to cultivate a business. You keep this business going. If it's viable, we're going to keep doing it. Get me something like that. There is no incentive. It sucks the life out of you over time. And these guys don't get it. And it really bugs me because it's such an easy thing to understand.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.